Now we bring to these microphones from Jerusalem a man that I have known for a number of years, probably 15, 16 years, Rabbi Chaim Richman. He assisted me in doing a documentary on the rebuilding of the Third Temple many years ago, and over the years we've continued to have conversations. In fact, one day I was interviewing him on the air, and he mentioned about the foundation stone, the stone that's underneath the Dome of the Rock, and I asked what that was all about, and actually he told me that that was the site, and I want to ask you about this in a moment, Rabbi, but he said that was the site where God created man. We'll get into that in a moment, but there's a more urgent need that we must have this conversation for. Last week on the broadcast, you'll remember, I was talking with archaeologist Gabby Barkai, a very famed archaeologist in Israel, and we were concerned about the destruction, though they call it construction, going on the Temple Mount, laying down some electrical lines, I believe, is what they supposedly said they were doing. But then this week, I received from the Temple Institute, this is the organization preparing all the implements and training the priest that will be serving in the temple, that will be on the Temple Mount, they hope, in the near future. I received an urgent alert to listen to Temple Talk that is done by our guest, Rabbi Chaim Richman. And I went there. I thought I would listen at least to a couple of minutes to see what it was about. Ended up listening to the entire 2 hours. And Rabbi, as I listened, I became much more aware of the fact this is not an archaeological concern. This is a spiritual concern, as you brought to our attention on your broadcast there in Israel. Tell me why you believe this is a spiritual battle instead of an archaeological battle.
Well, Jimmy, I feel that to view this as simply an archaeological matter would be very myopic, because the fact is we're not talking here about a building, and we're not talking here about rubble or remnants or stones, and I believe that the Third Temple is going to be rebuilt because every prophet of Israel promises that. And Isaiah says that the mountain of the Lord will be again the highest of all mountains, and all nations will stream to there. And we know that that is going to usher in the era unparalleled in the time of humanity, when all people will worship the one true God together. This is not about archaeology. This is precisely about the fact that the enemies of the God of Israel are trying to undermine his sovereignty. And their goal in trying to destroy the vestiges of the temple is to try to disassociate the Jewish people from this place. Now, God tells us very clearly, it's a verse in Lamentations and many other verses throughout the Bible, that the temple is a reflection of his sovereignty. It's his footstool on earth. But as you mentioned, it's the very place from which man was created. And we know that the temple is promised by God again to be rebuilt. What's going on here, though, is much deeper. What's going on here has spiritual as well as political ramifications for the whole world. You know, there's a verse in Psalms that says that I will not hold my peace for the sake of Zion. I will not be silent. For Jerusalem, I will not be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that this is the moment when we really have to take a stand and be vocal about what's going on. The fact is, you know, we have a government in Israel. I have to tell you, I don't like to speak publicly in a way that could be misconstrued that I'm speaking against Israel or against the Jewish people. There's enough people in the world doing that.
Right.
But you have to understand something. This government, I like to give an analogy. They're like androids, or like some movie titled The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. These are human lookalikes. They are not real Jews. They do not represent the spirit of the Jewish people. The 10,000 people that they exiled 2 summers ago and made homeless, those are the true Jews, the Jews who are observant and who are scrupulous about their adherence to the Word of God. These people don't have an inkling of what Jewish destiny is all about, and they are trying to move away from it. And the fact is that what now they have promised in a document that has been revealed today by the Israeli press, Olmert has promised total relinquishment of all Israeli sovereignty from the Temple Mount, and total relinquishment of at least 95% of the biblical heartland of the land of Israel, Judea and Samaria, as well as many other things. And so what's going on really here is that we have a situation wherein this cadre, this group of people, that I like to call them again, humanoids, because they are usurpers. They do not really represent at all the heart and spirit of the Jewish people. And they are playing with the land of Israel, the legacy of my children, and your legacy as well, the whole world, they are playing with it as if it is their personal plaything.
Have you had opportunity while this destruction has been going on to visit the Temple Mount and observe it yourself?
I have been on the Temple Mount every single day for the past 2 weeks. I have taken hundreds of photographs. Visitors to our website at templeinstitute.org, www.templeinstitute.org, can see from the events page or from the Temple Mount link a whole documentation of the unfolding of this entire story. And we also have a 26-minute video available through the Internet TV link at templeinstitute.org or from universaltorah.com, wherein I describe the entire unfolding of this story with pictures as well. And the question really is, where do we go from here?
And that's a great question. Would you tell us, for example, those eavesdropping on this conversation in America, and there may be some Jews, but mostly Christians will be listening to the broadcast. What could we do? I mean, this is not only a very sacred spot to the Jewish people. The Temple Mount is very sacred to the Christians as well.
Exactly. And I think that this is the time where we really, one of the times where we really can show just how united we really are. And the fact is, Mr. Olmert and his cohorts, they really don't listen whatsoever to us here in Israel. The fix is in. They've decided what they want to do. They conduct themselves with impunity. They treat their own constituency with total disregard and contempt. However, one thing that they may still be concerned about is world opinion. And I believe that this is a biblical crisis, not a Jewish crisis. The Holy Temple, Isaiah says, is the house of prayer for all people.
Yes.
Isaiah says in his messianic vision of the wolf laying down with a lamb, he also says that they will neither hurt nor destroy in any of my holy mountain. How ironic that the entire holy mountain is naught but destruction at this very moment as we speak. And what I would like to see is those who claim that they loved Israel and they pray for Israel and they pray for the peace of Jerusalem and all the things that our wonderful Christian friends say all the time, and I believe that they're very sincere, but there's come to time when we have to take a very, very difficult stand. And I would like to see all of our friends commit themselves and communicate to their own leaders in the United States and to the government of Israel, how dare you? How dare you touch the apple of God's eye? How dare you touch the legacy of the Jewish people as if it's your own personal plaything?
Well,
and let me tell you just one other thing. The fact is, I think that Olmert is concerned about American public opinion, but it could be there's only one American that he's concerned about, and that's Mr. George Bush. And unfortunately, Mr. Bush is on a collision course with God, because he wants his legacy to be a settlement based on a two-state solution, and I don't have to apologize to you to tell you that doesn't go with the Bible of Israel. And the fact is, pressure has to be brought in the United States of America for this madness to stop. When 10,000 Jews, good Jews, righteous Jews from Gush Katif found themselves homeless, all of a sudden, Katrina came and made Americans homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I shudder to think what could happen to people that go against what God promised as far as blessing Israel. Blessing Israel doesn't mean money. You know what? Do me a favor. Tell everybody in America, all the big movers and shakers in the Christian world, to stop sending money to Israel. And to tell Mr. Olmer, we are not sending you money anymore because of what you're doing with it and because you don't represent the people of Israel. And when you decide to act the way Jews are supposed to act, then we'll send you money again. But in the meantime, you're on your own, because you are going against the God of Israel. And what should be concerning to Christians now is not the building of the temple and not the sticks and stones, but the honor of our Creator.
I believe that as you've eavesdropped on this conversation, you can hear the urgency in the voice and the passion of Rabbi Chaim Richman about this issue, and I have to endorse it completely. I say a big amen. We need to get a hold of our leaders, our congressional people, and in fact, you can contact the White House. You can send an email to the White House. I would suggest you do that immediately, because this is a destruction of the most sacred piece of real estate in all of creation. There's absolutely no question from a Jewish perspective, from a Christian perspective, this is the most important piece of real estate. It cannot be destroyed, and especially by a religiosity, a philosophy of life that's contradictory to both Judaism and Christianity. So, Rabbi, I totally endorse what you're talking about. And let me ask you just a couple of other questions here before I know I have to let you go quickly, but Rosh Hashanah is coming up. That is the Feast of Trumpets. I believe it begins next Wednesday evening. And That is the new year for the Jewish people. But in addition to that, am I correct in understanding, according to Jewish tradition, that would have been the sixth day, a celebration of the sixth day of creation when God created man?
As a matter of fact, we are speaking today, you and I guess you're going to be taping this, but tonight, just for me, the Sabbath, which begins in just another 45 minutes or so, begins the 25th day of the month of Elul, and that is actually the first day of creation. And this is the day, the 25th day of Elul, that the world began to be created, and the birthday of man is indeed Rosh Hashanah. And thus one comment that I would make about the way you describe things, Rosh Hashanah is not thought of by the Jewish people as only the new year for Israel. It is the day of judgment for all of the descendants of man.
So that is a very special day, and it's a day that must be honored, and a day that indeed, if they are destroying the location where it all took place so many years ago, it has to be stopped. Now, let's talk about that. We opened this conversation. I mentioned that one day you, in conversation with me, told me that the rock underneath that gold dome building, the Dome of the Rock, was the foundation stone where God created man. So thus, you must be saying, the Temple Mount is the original Garden of Eden, is that correct?
Actually, the original Garden of Eden, according to the teachings of our sages, was a very large area, but the heart of the biblical Garden of Eden indeed is the Temple Mount.
And that is another reason why that piece of real estate cannot be destroyed. Well, one final question for you. They say that they found a wall that may date back to the time of Herod's temple, the second temple that stood there. And as I understand it, the destruction is destroying that wall. That's an artifact that must be preserved. And this is part of the whole situation. It's a spiritual battle, I understand, but it's an archaeological battle as well, is it not?
Well, the goal of Islam is to destroy. Islam means to subjugate. It's to destroy every vestige. And the fact is, how ironic, these are the people who deny that there ever stood a temple there. However, these are the very people who, in the midst of their wanton spree of destruction, revealed for the first time in living history an actual remnant of the Holy Temple. And then, of course, once they saw it, began to destroy it.
Well, I so appreciate you taking a few moments. Let me remind everybody that 26-minute documentary that Rabbi Richman has prepared. If you go to our website, we will link you to that. We will also link you to the letter that Rabbi Richman has put out, which explains in writing some of what we have been talking about. And our website is prophecytoday.com. Go there. We will link you to these other two very important reports and our the documentary. Rabbi, I'm so grateful for you taking this time. I understand the urgency. We will put this out across America and try to encourage the Christians in America to get behind your effort to stop what's going on the Temple Mount. Thank you
so
much,
Jimmy.
Rabbi.
Thank you for all you do for Israel. Thank you.